Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
And we're going to need our Insta therapist because you know what? We always rely on you. You always come through. I want to welcome to the show right now, Reese from Federal Way. Hi, Reese. It's Fitz. How are you?
Hey, I'm annoyed, but I'm glad. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for reaching out to me on Facebook. I mean, as always, I really appreciate it. Everybody, you know, that I start communicating with on Facebook, I really feel like I start to get to know them. But what really grabbed my attention, Reese, was sort of your message, roommate risking my life. So basically, and this is an interesting situation. You actually have like a male roommate, Reese. Is that correct?
Yes. We have been roommates for 2 years now, and there's nothing between us. We're just good friends, and we work well together, so it made sense.
Okay. So how do you feel right now that your roommate of 2 years is risking your life?
Yeah, this is supposed to be a time where no one is leaving their houses, especially not for something like Tinder and that kind of stuff. But
oh, yeah.
Jeffrey, he's still on all of the dating apps. And, you know, since everybody's schedule is wide open, he's going on dates every single night of the week and then bringing those people back to our place. So it's like you can do whatever you want to do with your love life, but when they start coming back to our place and using my bathroom and leaving their underwear on my floor.
That is straight up COVID. Yeah. That is straight up, you know, underwear on the floor. That is straight up COVIDness.
Yeah, I don't know how you can't, you know, transfer bodily fluids any other better way. Like, I'm in my room. There's underwear on the floor in the bathroom. I'm like tiptoeing around it not to get COVID. Because who knows? These girls can have it, you know?
So, Reese, let me ask you this. Have you guys had discussions about people coming over? I mean, has it always been like this before the coronavirus and in the quarantine situation? Did he still bring people over there, you know, like that? Or has he really gotten on all the apps, you know, more than ever right now during the crisis?
So we've talked about it, yes. And I don't want to paint a picture like Jeffrey's, he's a good guy and never like been one to just go through girls. It's just everybody's bored. No one's got anything to do, and these girls are open and ready to, like, hang out. So this is a newer thing for him, but we have talked about this, and he continues to tell me it's not my problem, which obviously it is, if they're coming into my place too. And then he's even said stuff like, I've made sure they don't have any of the symptoms. They're not coughing. They're not weak. Oh. They're not sniffling.
Oh, no.
So he's taking their temperature, right? That's what he's telling you?
Yes. Wait a second. Did you have any idea that your roommate is also an MD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A web MD.
All right. So you know he's hearing all this right now. And again, I thank you so much for voluntarily coming on the show. It's not easy. But Jeffrey is hearing all this. He said he's got a different side of this story. So are you cool with us getting Jeffrey on in just a little bit?
Yeah, bring him on.
Okay. Now, you've been roommates with Jeffrey for a couple of years now. But just recently, he started to bring all sorts of women to the apartment. Is that right? Like constantly from Tinder and Bumble and Hinge, all of them.
Yes, they are all coming back to our apartment, sometimes sleeping over as well.
Okay. And you don't like it because you think that, you know, there's a possibility one of them could be sick and you're already trying to quarantine. You don't want to get the coronavirus, but he doesn't seem to care.
Exactly. Because if they do have corona, they come here and then we can open back up or start working again. And I end up with corona. That's my paycheck I'm not going to get. Not thinking about that kind of stuff.
Okay. And I just want to bring a couple more details. You did say that there has been like underwear on the floor and stuff like that, and you did not appreciate any of that nonsense.
Yeah, there's been underwear on the floor. We've had conversations about it. He doesn't think that it's my issue. I should just let it go.
Okay, it's Make Up or Break Up, the roommate edition. Yep. Text now to 96459. I want to welcome to the show Jeffrey in Federal Way. What's up, Jeffrey?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's good, man. Thanks for being on with us. I appreciate it. Hey, man, this is your floor right now. Two sides to every story. What say you?
You know, it's interesting you say it's my floor, too, because that being the case, I can have whoever underwear I want on them, and it happened one time. I have no idea why she's all upset about this, you know?
Wait. Hold on. It wasn't one time. One time in the bathroom. The other time, it was in the living room. Include that.
Oh, my gosh. You gotta say, you know what? We have worked out as roommates great for a long time. And, you know, all of a sudden, during the middle of this pandemic, she's gone completely insane. And it's my life. I can do whatever I want. And, you know, all of a sudden, she's completely unhinged and going crazy about all of these people who are coming into our place. I told her, they're all safe. I'm not going and seeing people who are sick.
Hold up. Jeffrey, hold the truck up. You don't know if they're safe or not. I mean, how do you not expect her to be mad in this situation? You're bringing all these randos up into your apartment. She's never met them, you know, in her entire life. And you're meeting them on Tinder, Bumble, and Hinge. She has every right to be frustrated here.
Listen, I've talked to every single one of these women. It's not like, you know, I send two messages and then we're hooking up 2 seconds later. You know, they've all been quarantining. I've been quarantining. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Well, you really haven't been.
Wait, hang on a second. If they're coming over to your place, you don't think they're going over to anybody else's? How do you know they're quarantining?
Well, also the idea, you just said you've been quarantining, but if you're having women over, you're really not. And
right.
If they might say I'm quarantining, but they're going over to places, so they're really not. So this is the problem with people, their perception. Like the rules are nobody, and that's it. And that's the only way to be safe.
You know what, Reese, you just need to be honest with everybody right now. You've had feelings for me for a long time, and this is where this is all coming from. You've had feelings, so just own up to it. Right now, come on, tell everybody.
I cannot believe you're going to throw me under the bus about that. I told you that one time that I was starting to have feelings for you. But let me tell you, anything I felt for you is completely gone now. I've lost all my respect for you. Bringing these women over to our place, putting my life at jeopardy, it's not just yours. I could never have a relationship with somebody like you who's so selfish.
That's exactly not true. This is making you want it even more. You see those girls coming in and out of our place, and you're just so pissed that I'm not knocking on your door asking for you to have a turn. You just can't get over it.
Okay, hey, guys, you know what? Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take this off the air for just a second. Hang on, guys. I'm going to put you on hold. It's Make Up or Break Up, 833-822-BULL, 833-822-2855. You can text to 96459. Listen, Reese and Jeffrey, you know, even for roommates, we have a therapist in Renton who is absolutely willing and excited to see you guys. Maybe we could work this out. Thank you so much for coming on. There's a lot of people texting and a lot of people calling, and I hope that you just, you know, turn up the radio, okay, you guys? Thank you so much. Drew, get some of these text messages real quick. 833-822-BULL. You can text to 96459.
A couple of these are a little, like Reese is a B blank. That's I don't know if that's called for, but a lot of people are saying break up because roommates never work out. It says if she doesn't like it, she should live alone. But here's what I'm hearing is that they were going well for a long time and something switched. I think this is the frustration, the cabin fever.
Well, she might have a little bit of feelings for him, or maybe she did in the past.
Well,
but the fact of the matter is that he's just bringing all these people into the apartment like, you know, she doesn't have a say on who comes in that place. I mean, her name is on the lease, too. She has a right to know, you know, what sort of random people are coming in that place.
That's true. She does have a right. Now, this one says, from a 360, says, whoa, this guy is a narcissist. He's gross. So
right.
It's pretty split on who they like and who they don't like. Now, one says they sound like an old married couple and not in a good way.
Yeah.
Break up, kick his butt out.
Well, there's a clear divide here that people think they should break up as roommates, but half are blaming her and half are blaming him.
Yeah.
What if they're just in love?
I don't.
What if they're in deep love?
Yeah.
I'm picking up some phones here.
Okay.
Fitz in the morning. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air. No, you're not right now. Okay. I'm gonna go to Mike. Mike, it's Fitz. How are you?
Hey, Fitz. Good morning.
Good morning. Do we have a make up or break up here, my friend?
Well, you know what? I have somebody in my family who's exactly like her, and to me, the fear over corona is just absolutely irrational. I'm not wearing masks. I'm not probably quarantined as much as I should, but he needs to realize that this is a real fear for her. For some people, this is public enemy number one. It's their worst nightmare, and I think they might need to go find a new place to live.
Yeah.
So by the way, he's not respecting her.
This is Mike, the relationship expert from Redmond. Is that right, Mike?
Yes, that's correct, Vince.
Yes, I knew it. That's a great point.
So what you're saying, Mike, is this has less to do with the disease than it has to do with the fact that he's not respecting her boundaries.
This is just respect. You're absolutely right, Claire. He needs to respect her boundaries. He needs to know that this fear to her is real, whether or not it is to him or not.
I am really interested in the split because many people parrot exactly what the two of you just said, what Mike and Claire said. I mean, here's one that says, wow, he needs to be knocked off his high horse, needs to be respectful for her. And the very next text says, she's a psycho blank.
Oh!
It's like they're, like people are fully divided.
Yes. Sarah from Gig Harbor is also an insta-therapist right now. Sarah?
Yes.
Make up or break up. What's up? Oh, no.
I'm going to have to say break up. I don't agree with what this guy's doing. She obviously just cares about her health, not so much that it's girls, but, I mean, come on, guy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Come on, guy.
Hey, thanks for that. Have a great morning, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Come on, guys. Come on, guy. 744. Fits in the morning. Do we have that percentage, Drew?
Oh, it's a consensus. This is a full-on breakup.
They can't decide
who's at fault, but they definitely decided they should break up. See the way you're taking care of your mama. The way you're taking care of me.